everything on up there?
He asked for that, by the way.
Oh, he's got to turn on.
How is their body blowing tonight?
We can't hear you, Jim.
Oh, you can hear me fine.
There.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Wait. Click it back. You had it on.
Say,
there.
I can't hear you. And all yeah. People say nothing goes back. Perfect. All right. How's everybody? Blew in by the wind. It's not my fault again. I said it could blow if it brings something in, so it must be bringing something heavy in. It's heavy. It's got to blow hard to remove it. But we do speak to the wind and the water. And we believe we can do that, right?
Right. Amen.
That's all right, first we're going to talk. You get that slide, baby, Sean? Okay, no slide. That'll win you. Tent meeting. Raton Family Tent Revival, June 12th for 14 days? To the 24th. 12 days. 12. It's the longest it's been. We have David Howard, John Holler, a new fella, Terry Sparks. You probably won't like him when you first meet him, but he grows on you. We love him to death. No, I'm serious. When I met him, I didn't like him. But now, I love him to death. And Derek and Jennifer Miller will be back. Brandon Holler, Eric Holler. And we'll finish the last Friday night. The 24th will be Roxanne Alexander. We'll do the same format as always. It'll be supper on the grounds at 6, praise and worship at 6:45, and then the speaker will get going about 7:30. And if you come expecting us to do exactly on those times, you might get upset. Because we just kind of play it by ear and we go with it. We're mostly done right at dark, though.
I like your shirt.
And we had a really good year last year. It was pretty awesome. And we're expecting great things this year. Great things. I just think these guys, they are calling, wanting to come here, and why they want to come here. If you listen to most people, why would they want to come here? But we know why. Because this is an oasis in the desert. And it is the wetlands of New Mexico. And it's going to become greener, and there's going to be more farmland than ever before. And this is going to be the place people come because they don't even have an idea why. They're coming. So, that's the tent meeting. If there's anything you can do to help out, talk to Misty. There's always something you can do. There's always something. We feed every night. There's a lot of stuff to do. Talk to the wind. Let it not blow down the tents. Don't let the hail overload the tents. Last year, the water overloaded the tents, took them down once. But that's the tent meeting. We're getting excited. If I was to say to you that I am praying for you, bless your heart, I hope you get saved, most of you would get offended. But it's kind of a thing we say. And it's not that we're saying, I hope you get saved because you're not. I'm hoping that you grab hold of your salvation and you take it to the fullest.
Amen. Amen.
You're not to be sitting here in these pews as you're supposed to be doers.
Amen.
You're supposed to take what you get here. Go examine it for yourself. Meditate on it for it. Meditate on it for yourself. You're to be teachers, as it says in Hebrews. By now you should be teachers. To be saved, and then nothing else, well, you'll probably get to heaven. But you might be helping hold up my crown. That's confidence, that's not pride. Because that's what I hope. I'm wearing a crown of many jewels. But guys, what my message is simple. We have dominion. We speak the word. The word is Jesus.
Whoo!
Didn't know if anybody got that the last few weeks. We speak the word, and we believe. We speak it knowing and believing. Whatever we speak, we have dominion. Jesus went to the cross to give us back our authority. The authority that when you're saved, you inherit. You inherit the gift of Christ's authority. And His authority says, you will heal the sick, cast out demons. What else? Raise the dead. Walk on water. Who is this man that speaks to the wind and water? And they obey. So you have that authority. You have the same power living in you. So, we can control the weather. And I'm going to throw something at you too. You can control time. You can't control the weather or the time. I beg to differ. I believe you can control the weather. I haven't spoke to the wind much today. And if anybody has and it hasn't stopped blowing, it's not used to hearing you speak. You just got to keep speaking and believing. If you spoke to the rain and it hasn't come, it's not used to your voice. I'm sorry. A lot of this has not even happened probably since Jesus spoke to it in the boat. So it's got to get used to hearing you. I believe that. I don't have nothing to back that part up, but I believe it. Time. How many in this room has said, if time flies any faster?
Yeah.
I believe everybody in here has said it, whether you... I'm speaking... Time is going to go at the rate we need it to go. If you need a little more extra time in the day, you're going to have time to get it done. I'm not speaking time's flying no more. It's going way too fast, but I've been speaking. Time's flying. Time's slowing down. If you don't believe me, we can do it. I just remind you about Joshua. He stopped the sun with a prayer to His Lord. So we can do it too. We have the same word. We have the same power. We can control the weather and time. And if you don't believe it, I am praying for you and that you'll be saved. Hannah,